Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So do you often feel like you fail everything and you can't really match up to your own expectations and you feel like you're so disappointed in yourself? Well, today's video is made just for you, and it's really simple, it's called Keep Going. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The only thing you can think about is the terrible gap between what you wanted to do and what you've actually done. And it seems your taste is well ahead of your abilities. You run away in distress, maybe into the arms of someone who loves you, or perhaps you choose to sit alone where you contemplate your own profound mediocrity. The only thing you can think about is the terrible gap between what you wanted to do and what you've actually done. And it seems your taste is well ahead of your abilities. You run away in distress, maybe into the arms of someone who loves you, or perhaps you choose to sit alone where you contemplate your own profound mediocrity. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 terrible， terrible 呢指的是可怕的，那它的重音在 te 的地方发 te， 那 rri 这边发 r， terror。Terrible, terrible. 那它的副词呢，则是 terribly， 则是可怕的。或者呢，它也可以形容非常，就是一个加强语气。那我们可以说 ，I'm terribly sorry about your loss. 我对于你的损失呢，感到非常的遗憾，就可以这样说 ，I'm terribly sorry. 那它的名词原型呢，则是 terror。Terror 则是可怕的，那它跟horror 是有异曲同工之妙。再我们来看的是 taste 呢，指的是味觉啊，或者是品尝的意思。那它的重音在 ta 的地方发 a 的长音，发 taste。那我们可以说 the soup is almost ready, have a taste. 这个汤呢已经差不多好了，你来喝喝看吧。那它的形容词呢则是 tasty， 指的是美味的。我们都知道有家餐厅叫做 tasty， right？ 那它在英文里面当纯形容词的时候呢就是美味的。我们可以说 I think the spaghetti is absolutely tasty. 我觉得这个意大利面真的是非常的好吃。那再来我们要来看的是 distress 呢指的是悲痛啊，或者是这种哀伤的感觉。那我们有时候会说 She is in distress because of the illness of her dog. 她因为她狗狗生病呢，所以感到非常的悲痛或者是悲伤。那它的形容词呢则是 distressful 呢也是指令人苦恼的意思。那我们可以说He is very distressful because of the unsolvable bug in his coat. 他对于他城市里面没办法解开的这个 bug 就是有错误，感到非常苦恼。那他的名词原型呢，则是 stress， 指的是压力的意思。stress， 那他的重音在 stre 这边 ，e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，e stress。那它加了 ed 呢，也会变成形容词。那我们可以说 ，He is stressed about not being able to pay his rent. 他对于没办法付出房租呢，感到非常有压力，非常的苦恼。再我们要来看的是 contemplate。contemplate 呢，指的是沉思的意思，重音在 con 的地方发 con 的音 ，con t m 发 tem。contemplate a 是发长音 ，a 的音是沉思。名词呢，则是 contemplation， 有一个很沉静，然后可是有在思考的这种感觉。contemplation 跟 contemplate。那我们可以说 ，when you do yoga, the world is so quiet that you can actually contemplate about your life。当你做瑜伽的时候呢，感觉这个世界呢都非常的安静，非常的宁静，让你可以好好思考你的人生。最后我们要来看的是 mediocrity。mediocrity 的重音在 o 的地方发 r 的音，前面 medi 呢这边是发 midi r， 那 cri 则是 cr。mediocrity 指的呢就是平凡啊，或者是中庸的感觉。那我们有时候会讲说 it's a life of mediocrity， 这就是一个平庸的生活。mediocrity 呢也可以形容一个人呢是平庸之才，或者是一个凡人这样子。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The only thing you can think about is the terrible gap between what you wanted to do and what you've actually done. And it seems your taste is well ahead of your abilities. You run away in distress, maybe into the arms of someone who loves you, or perhaps you choose to sit alone where you contemplate your own profound mediocrity.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!